Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Napoleon Hill said, "Practical dreamers do not quit." Our guests today have lived the life and continue to do so, the life of living God's dream. Did you know that God has a dream for you and that the dream of the Lord is bigger and better than any dream you or I could have for ourselves? And yet in life, there are moments, you can just call them convergence moments, or perhaps we should say convergence seasons. These are times when the collective measure of your life experiences come to bear in a very practical, meaningful, and powerful way. And that's why it's such a great privilege to have our guests in studio with us today, because there is a certain richness, a certain elevation that they are enabled to bring to bear in our experiences as we share our time together. And God has sent them here because, as you know, the real heart of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you are walking with the Lord or are trying to walk with the Lord or hoping that you could walk with the Lord, or maybe you're in a dismal place of discouragement, the Lord has brought them here to boost you up, to strengthen you in your walk. And perhaps, maybe, someone is listening and you know that it's you. And you're thinking, gosh, could God really love me? Could Christ really save me? Oh, if you only knew, Danny, what I've done, where I've been, and what I've been involved in. Well, the Lord has sent our guests here to remind you there is hope, and Christ's arms are open wide. He loves you. He knows you. Mike and Mona Palumpo. Pastor Mike is the founder and senior pastor of New Hope Mililani, now New Hope Central Oahu. Historically, it was the first church to be planted out of New Hope Oahu. It was established on an Easter Sunday of April 1999. He is not only a founding pastor, a senior pastor, he is the author of a new book, God Things, Encounters with Jesus That Transform Us. Pastor Mike is a proud, beaming graduate of Radford High School. He was part of the Bicentennial Class of 1976. He was the student council president. He has a bachelor's degree in psychology from Cal State San Francisco, where he graduated summa cum laude, a master's degree in Christian studies from Regent College in Vancouver, British Columbia. And by the way, not everyone can have time with or spend professorial time with guys like Eugene Peterson, who translated The Message, and J.I. Packer, a great theologian from England, and Gordon Fee. But not only that, he has his Doctor of Ministry degree from King Seminary in Los Angeles under Chancellor Dr. Jack Hayford. Pastor Mike is a professor at New Hope Christian College, and he is teaching things that are benefiting the leaders of churches today, who in turn influence the members of their congregations. He is married to his dear wife, Mona, who is a part part-time teacher at Waipahu Elementary School. They have three children, Mark, Rachel, and Caleb. Pastor Mike and Mona, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. It's great to be with you. And Mona and I are just so honored to be in your program today. And thank you very, very much for having us.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for our listeners.
I got to tell you that, you know, you are the man, Danny Yamashiro. I mean, it is really an honor to be here. And, you know, we've been just watching your ministry over the years for many, many years with, you know, Jesus Christ is calling you and, of course, the church in Kapolei. And you have been such a wonderful pillar for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ here in Hawaii for so many years. Wow. And it's great to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Writing a book. Gosh. God things. I want to just jump right into it, Pastor Mike.
Sure.
How were you inspired to write God things?
Well, it comes from some pain and some struggle. And I've been in ministry now since 1980, full time. So you can do the math. It's been over 30 years. And as you look back on that, you have lots of data. You know, there's a lot of stuff that went on. And I realize that there are good things that you can do, and then there are God things that you do. Now, a good thing is what you do because, well, you got to do ministry, and you know, you got to do it. You know, it's just stuff that you do. But in reality, you look back on that and you go, I don't think God had much to do with that. And then there are the God things that happen, and you're just blown by those. You're saying, okay, I had not much to do with that. That was the Lord, but I'm glad I was a part of that. So I thought, you know, what if we just kind of focused on that, just focused on God things, as opposed to trying to make anything happen? So as you mentioned in your intro, these days, we just kind of, you know, I can't say we kick back and do nothing, but we just follow the Lord in what he's doing and just cooperate with him, as opposed to, I would describe it as trying to make something happen, you know, in your own flesh or in your own power.
Do you think we all at some point go through seasons like that in our life where perhaps we could just characterize them as like striving times when we're just like, we work ourselves to the bone, we strive, we pray, and then we try to answer our own prayers?
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, that's a really, really great point. Yeah. And I think that, you know, because we're doing it for God, right? I mean, this is for Jesus. I remember in our old ministry, you know, that we were a part of before New Hope, and we would say stuff like, you know, let's do it. We can do it because, you know, it's for Jesus. And then you were exhausted and you were tired, but you just, you know, picked up your bootstraps and made yourself go further because it's for Jesus.
Yeah.
And that Jesus motivation, wow, that can be a real dangerous thing too. Mm-hmm. At the same time, even though it's highly, I mean, it's the most motivational thing in your life. Obviously, you want to serve the Lord with everything you have. But if you apply that energy to just your own thing, but motivated by Jesus, you could burn yourself out because it's such a powerful motivation. So you want to make sure you do it like with, you know, with the Lord rather than on your own strength.
Now, your ability to articulate these things, it gives people like a road map, a track to run on. Because sometimes it's hard for us to put together our experiences. Like you said, a lot of data. Mm-hmm. But you are able to organize it and then communicate it. And then 30 years of serving the Lord, and all these years with Mona standing by your side.
Yes.
It's so easy for the attention to be drawn. You know, leaders have charisma. Leaders have vision. Those things are magnetic. But behind the scenes, it is, you know, sometimes people might say...
we're a team.
Yeah. I mean, the ministry family. Partnership... So, Mona, you know, take us, I'm shared some things about Pastor Mike, but like for you, Where did you grow up? What was it like for you? And tell us.
Well, I grew up in a Buddhist home. I'm third generation Japanese, and I grew up in this really small town on Maui on the North Shore. And my relatives actually ran a Buddhist church. So although we were not devout going Buddhist church members, everything that we did centered around the Buddhist culture. And so my grandmother lived with us, and so everything was steeped in Japanese culture and Buddhism. And I remember when I was 9 years old, there was a church, a Baptist church in Paia, that had that was connected to Liberty Baptist College in Lynchburg, Virginia. And they would send a college team every summer to do Good News Clubs in our area. I grew up by the beach. And so every July, we would wait for this team of college, exuberant college students who would come and do fun activities with us. We'd do a lot of relays, but they would share the gospel. And I was thinking about this. I remember when I was even as young as 3 or 4 years old, my older brother, who's 8 years older than I am, had a Bible, a picture Bible. And for some reason, I was always drawn to the picture, the cover of the Bible, because it was Jesus sitting on the rock with children all around him. And I don't know why, but I remember holding on to the Bible and just clutching it and thinking, there's something special about this book, as young as I was, but not knowing anything about Jesus, because it was never, his name was never spoken to us at home. So when this group would come, I remember immediately praying the sinner's prayer. But my whole goal in that was I did not want to go to hell. And so I remember coming to Christ, if you could say that, at that time. And on my own volition, you know, this the church would send a van to come and pick us up and go to church. And so I did that for about a year or two, or anytime I needed his help, I would go to church, but never really understanding a relationship with Jesus. One of the strong influences in my life early on was the pastor's daughter. And she taught us Sunday school, and she would challenge us in a way where, you know, they back in those days, they talked about heaven and hell a lot and talked about, you know, those who don't know Jesus are going to hell. And I remember being so bothered by that, because I felt, okay, now I'm going to go to heaven because I prayed that sinner's prayer, and relentlessly talking to my family members about coming to Christ so that, or praying this prayer so that they would go to heaven with me. And of course, their eyes were not illumined at that time. And so as time went on, she was a big influencer. She really helped to comfort me, because she knew I was really bothered by that, again, as young as I was. But unfortunately, as I entered my junior high years, I stopped going to church. I didn't think it was that important anymore. You know, other things vied for my attention.
As you listen to stories of life experiences, as you are given the opportunity to listen to Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo share, isn't it amazing how lives that are singular, and sometimes we go through processes in our lives where we wonder, we feel fear, we feel worry, we're motivated by different things that compel us to do the things that we do. And yet through it all, as you look back often, you can see the hand of God, really the fingerprints of God. Now, who would have known that a girl growing up in Maui, a boy that was going to graduate, you know, then be the student council president at Radford, would come together and be used in such a dynamic way? Well, it's the way of Christ. It's the way that the Lord moves. And sometimes, perhaps even in a moment today, you feel a little bit disheveled in life. Things are out of place, and you wonder, how is it all going to make sense? Because it certainly is all out of whack to me right now. Well, be at rest. even for a moment, mm-hmm. experience the peace of God, bear witness that we're here to just let you know as we take our break, God is at work in your life,
Amen.
Right where you are,
right
what you're going through. Nothing is too big for him.
Mm.
And you're going to hear some really, really moving stuff that's going to transform your life by the power of God's Spirit. You know why? Because he loves you. It's not a love that's just mm-hmm. a bunch of easy words or happy thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's substantial stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Things that intersect with the very deepest pains of life. And then you see the beauty of hope in the midst of the struggles. Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
There's where the first church planted out of, first church out of many churches that are planted out of New Hope, Oahu, under Pastor Wayne Cordero. Well, they sent out Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo in 1999 to plant that first church, an epic Easter Sunday. And many lives have been changed, transformed from that day. And they're here in studio with us, Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo, to find out more about their ministry, to find out more about them and how to connect with them. Go to www.newhopecentraloahu.org. That's newhopecentraloahu.org. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it is a blessing to have you with us, that you're joining us today, because God has something very special in store for you. You know, God always amazes me, amazes us, because he's so personal. He's able to relate with us right where we are in our lives. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors like Chinene Narinaga Financial Group and Properties International Limited, Fran Villarmia Kahawai, a big mahalo to them. And to you who are our listener supporters, thank you for your generosity in partnering with us. To find out more about our partnership opportunities, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Go ahead and click the Partners tab, and you can find out more information there. Well, Mona, before our break, you were talking to us about growing up in a Buddhist home, Buddhist environment, and yet there was a Christian influence. Mm-hmm. Young people would come, and somehow, some way, the Lord touched your heart. Mm-hmm. And yet, through that, when you entered a certain period in your older, growing up mm-hmm. years, right. there was a period of distance. So mm-hmm. what happened? How did the Lord work through that time with you?
You know, I really believe that when you're called by God, He never leaves you. He just That's never right. does. I remember in high school when I would turn the station and I would see Billy Graham on TV. Mm. I remember saying to God, one of these days I'll come back.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to come back now. And it wasn't until I went to the University of... In fact, when I was at Maui Community College, I was there for 1 year. I remember taking an anthropology class. Mm. And he was talking about, you know, the origins of man and how it's all about... what do you call that?
Evolution.
Evolution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, that's right. This makes sense. And I remember specifically staying after class to thank him for opening my eyes, for me to finally realize, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? It was about creationism. It's about evolution, you know, mm-hmm. and leaving that, being in college and thinking, this is what it was about, you know, and putting Christianity aside. And then when I came up to the University of Hawaii, I took a religion class with Dr. Aoki, Mitsuo Aoki. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was always searching in my heart because I remember sitting in his class and he was going through, because it was an introduction, going through all the different religions. And when he came to Buddhism, and he talked about it as a way of life and who Buddha was, I thought, you know, I think maybe my parents were right. You know, maybe it was Buddhism all along. Mm-hmm. Just searching but never finding. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, Dr. Aoki kept Christianity for the end religion. And he specifically said Christianity is the only religion that doesn't call itself a religion, but it's a relationship. And it has a beginning and an end, an alpha. It's an alpha and omega. God is alpha and omega. And I thought, oh my goodness, this makes sense. And just so happened, I had friends in the dorm who were Christians. And they were, one of the gals actually came into a study room when I was studying. And I was drawing a portrait, a self-portrait of me. And there mm-hmm. was a cross on it. And so she started to explore and say, oh, are you a Christian? And I said, not sure. You know, I came to Christ when I was a little child, but I'm exploring right now. I'm not really sure what I am. And so she started to share with me that she was a Christian. And I just immediately started to play this devil's advocate because I think in my heart I wanted to believe in God, but I had all these unanswered questions. And so I started to ask her all these questions and she could answer them from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And she eventually invited me to a concert, an Evie Tornquist concert. And again, you know, it wasn't the songs or anything, but it was the Holy Spirit just touching me. And mm-hmm. I remember going back to the dorms and praying that night. It was November of 79. And I remember saying, God, I don't know if you're really out there or not, but if you are, I want to know you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I remember praying that prayer. And for a year, Danny, I didn't have any, she didn't take me to church with her. There was no such thing as follow-up. And so I was just finding churches around that university vicinity mm-hmm. and going to church for a year. Even when I went back home to Maui, I would find a church, but there were still so many unanswered questions. Mm-hmm. I felt it was too easy. There was no relationship involved. I tried to read the Bible from cover to cover, and of course I got stuck at Leviticus, and I stopped, and I felt like I failed there. Mm-hmm. Going to church,
and
it was
let
like,
me just say, you're probably not alone on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, I'm not.
Hey, you made it to Leviticus. That's pretty
exactly.
good.
And going to church and just thinking, is this all there is to Christianity? And I remember a year after, I was back at the university. It was November again, and I remember waking up one Sunday morning and saying, God, there is a God out there. You know, I gave it my best shot for a year, and I think I'm not satisfied. Wow. So from this day on, I'm going to stop. I remember saying that. Mm-hmm. And instead of picking up my Bible and getting ready for church, I opened up my biology book and started studying. Mm-hmm. And Interestingly, 2 days later, one of the staff members from Youth for Christ came knocking on my door. And he said, "Hey, Mona, I heard you're a Christian." And I said, "Oh, well, you know what? I was, but I'm not a Christian anymore." Hmm. And he said, "What do you mean by that? You can't do that. When you're a Christian, you're a Christian." I said, "Oh, no, I did that. I was a Christian, but I'm not anymore." Mm-hmm. And I don't know why God wants to do this, but he used another concert. He used an Amy Grant concert. They invited me to an Amy Grant concert with some of the staff members. I was not necessarily intrigued by it at all, but I went. But what got to me was the people. You know, there was something different about the staff. Mm. And long story short, I eventually went to a meeting where the executive director was teaching on being in the world and not of the world. And I felt like my body was literally shaking because the word of God was coming so strongly to me. And I just thought, I think this is what I am looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I found myself going there every single week. It was a college extension of Youth for Christ. Mm-hmm. And hearing the word and just being so drawn to it. Mm-hmm. But I was still living a duplicit life because right after that was over, I would tell them, you know, I've got to go back to the dorms because I would change out into my disco outfit. I would go dancing with my friends, you know. Yeah. Until eventually it was like, do you really want to live that life? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just not drawing to me anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I just, that worldly part of me stopped. The way I dressed changed. Everything changed. And I was just for Jesus.
You know, Pastor Mike, I'm listening and I'm thinking, so many times we have an oversimplistic view of Christianity and the Christian life, and people can think, you know, like just say this prayer. It's like a lucky charm prayer.
Exactly.
And, you know, with the jingle of a few bells and, you know, a flash of lightning, and everything will just turn, you know. But, you know, what I'm hearing is there's an ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. There's a swelling up of searching, and then there's a questioning. And, you know, and somebody listening today might be thinking, that's kind of like me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like that, and it makes people feel like, okay, you know, God still searches for me. Mm-hmm. He still looks for me. See, the thing with us, don't you think? I mean, we waffle from this way or that. We become fickle sometimes, and we're so emotional people, and yet God is so faithful, so stable. Mm-hmm. And his love is relentless, and his love is strong and powerful.
Yes.
In the meantime, Pastor Mike, you yourself were on a journey, you know. What was your spiritual journey like?
Well, I grew up in a Catholic home, and so, you know, I'm Filipino, so all Filipinos are Catholic automatically, you know. And so we just, you know, we would go to church, very legalistic, you know. So you go to church, you know, you sit down, you stand up, you kneel down, you go through your, you know, religious calisthenics, and then you take your first communion, you go through all of that. And that was my view of God, was you had to kind of climb stairs, you know, to get to God.
Okay.
So he was at the top of the stairs, you had to climb up to him. And realizing, you know, personally in my own private life that I was failing. I mean, I was not cutting it as a religious person. Just all the things that are going on the inside. Well, high school comes, and relationship comes apart. You know something about that, right, Dan? A relationship falls apart.
Sure.
And so now you're really searching. You're thinking, okay, what is there real love out there? Is there a God out there that cares about me? And I, you know, my best friend Mark Olmos and I call those the dark ages, when we were just meandering and lost, and we had no idea what life was about. And a friend from the Big Island came one summer in 1975. Her name was Amanda. And she shared Christ with Mark first, and he came to the Lord. That was July 17th, 1975. And then he was pumped. I mean, he was so excited. He came up to me and he said, "Mike, you got to talk to Amanda." Because we were both kind of mildly depressed at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, "What? Well, what are you talking about?" Because, you know, and he didn't know how to put it in words. He just said, "You just got to talk to her." Mm-hmm. So I did. And it was after, I remember specifically, it was after Hal Lindsey spoke. I don't know if you know who that was, but mm-hmm. he was the guy that was talking about the late great planet Earth mm-hmm. and how the world was going to come to an end, you know, back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And after that, we all went to a friend's house in Foster Village, and it was late at night, and we were all playing, you know, cards at a table, you know, playing trumps. We used to play that all the time. And she just grabbed me by my wrist and took me into the next room and said, "Mike, I want to talk to you." I mean, that was the transition. It was like...
Very smooth.
Huh? Yeah, really, just... "Mike, I'm going to talk to you, like, right now about your relationship with God. What do you think about that guy that spoke tonight, Hal Lindsey?" Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I said, "Well, interesting. I thought, you know, could be. Who knows? Could be." And she said, I believe it's true, and especially what he said about Jesus. And she basically told me about Jesus as someone who wanted to, you know, bring me into a relationship with him. It wasn't just about religious effort anymore, but wanted to bring me into a relationship with him. And she said, "Mike, when he forgives you, your sins, they're forgiven once and for all." And that really stood out, because I was thinking I had to keep burning my sins off by saying prayers and going to mm-hmm. church. And the idea of your sins taken away once and for all was completely radical to me. And finally, the lights came on, and I understood what the cross was about. Mm-hmm. And it was Jesus taking the penalty for our sin once and for all. So you never have to pay for that ever again. I was trying to climb stairs up to God. He was the God who came down the stairs for me, because mm-hmm. I was never going to reach him. So in that moment, she led me in a prayer, and step by step, and I invited the Lord into my heart, and there was an instantaneously, I was radically changed for the Lord, just from kind of a depression to instant joy,
yeah,
and, you know, the peace of the Lord. And there was something inside me that said, I am never going to be the same again. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back to the way I was before. Mm-hmm. And really, Danny, I don't say this because, you know, I have like a some special strength in me. I'm just a guy like any other guy. Mm-hmm. But from that moment on, I, you know, never turned my back on God ever again. I was so radically mm-hmm. touched by his love. I said, "This is it. This is what I want my life to be about."
See, as I'm listening, I'm feeling the continual growth and development and strength,
transformation
from a testimony that it's not about a one-time moment,
yeah.
but the relationship with Jesus Christ that you both have. Mm-hmm. He's walked with you through the years, walked with you through the decades, mm-hmm. walked with you through marriage, walked with you through parenting,
everything.
Walked with you through ministry,
yes.
through finances, mm-hmm. through every aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. And you know, that brings hope to our listeners. And as you're listening to Pastor Mike and Mona, we're just sharing. They're just sharing right out of the gut, straight from the heart. You know, Amen. Some things you just cannot prepare for. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. The Lord is moving through them to remind you that, you know, it's not just a one-time thing. The Lord wants to walk with you through even the valley of the shadow of death. Mm-hmm. He wants to walk with you up on top to the top of the mountain. And he walks with you through the valleys, up and down and all around. The Lord
yes.
is with you year after year, decade after decade.
That's right.
It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, I feel that as we take our break, the Lord is working uniquely in your heart. And if you haven't opened your heart to Christ, perhaps even during this time, it would be opportune, maybe the moment for you to say, Lord Jesus, I don't know all the answers. Yeah. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But gosh, something that Pastor Mike said, something that Mona said, just really touched me. I can't explain it all, but I think I'm open. I think I'm ready. Lord, I think I want to have a relationship with you. Well, if that's you, this is the right place. This is the right time. It's God's time. We're going to go come back with some even deeper things for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Being parents for a number of years and raising children, I think you can connect with Pastor Mike and Mona and the way that they've done it. And, you know, every parent has to deal with financial realities. Every parent who is raising kids has to go through times of struggle, times when there's what we call the points of conflict and how you work through that. Pastor Mike and Mona is going to share. They're going to share a little bit about some of their experiences, maybe some insights that they've learned along the way, maybe give you some handles that you can take with you. I'm going to be listening in with great interest as well, because I want to learn from them and their experiences. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guests today, Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo. They're the pastors of New Hope Central Oahu. Pastor Mike is the author of a new book, God Things, Encounters with Jesus That Transform Us. He's also a professor at New Hope Christian College, and senior pastor. And for many years, since 1999, that church was the first church that was planted out of New Hope, Oahu. Big mahalo to our sponsors who have joined us. You can find out more about our corporate sponsors at our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And in addition to that, you might be thinking, you know what? I'm just tuning in right now. I heard the last part of the segment, but is there a way for me to hear the whole show? The answer is yes. You can download the show in its entirety. And not only that, but you can pass it on to a friend or family member as you're listening. You might be thinking, oh, my auntie needs to hear this, or my cousin or my friend could sure use the encouragement in this program. Well, you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Mike, Mona, you've been parents. And I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about the journey, some lessons that you've learned. You've raised teenagers. What have you learned in these years?
Well, I think for me, I just want to say first, we're still learning. So we haven't stopped learning. And through every season, you know, of our kids' lives, we just have to keep transforming and keep turning, you know, to God. And I think one of the things about it is that God's with you, you know, throughout the entire process. Mm. And our kids grew up in a unique environment because they're pastors' kids. And so that's a tough environment to grow up in, because there tends to be sometimes, if you're not careful, an expectation on them. So what happens, I think, is there's like an expectation on the outside, and they know what that expectation is. And so they basically put on that form. So, okay, I'm going to be this kid that, mm-hmm. that everybody expects me to be. Mm-hmm. And the danger of that is that there isn't, along with that, a growth on the inside, from the inside. And we call this the spiritual formation process, where they cultivate their own relationship with God, their own relationship with Jesus, and they learn how to pray. So Mona and I resolved, you know, really, really early on, we wanted that to happen for our kids. Mm-hmm. We did not want them to grow up with just an external form of Christianity, mm-hmm. but a real relationship with Jesus. So our son Mark is one of the pastors of our church now. He is the youth pastor. Mm. And in fact, you know, he just graduated a couple years ago from Life Pacific University.
Okay.
And our daughter is Rachel. She's a teacher also with mom at Waipahu Elementary School.
Really?
Yep. So she's a teacher also. And Caleb, that's B-Boy Flo. You know, he's 13, he's in middle school, and he's part of our middle school ministry at the church. We call it Key, as in the Greek letter X. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what the middle school ministry is called. So, yeah, that's the way we approached our raising of our kids.
What would you say, Mona, in relation to mothers, mm-hmm. what mothers face, mm-hmm. the anxieties they face, mm-hmm. and fears, feelings of guilt sometimes, mm-hmm. wishing that they would have done this. I mean, guys, men feel the mm-hmm. same way. I mean,
sure.
But we're different in so mm-hmm. many ways too. But what would you say to a mother who is really feeling challenged right now? Mm-hmm. Maybe at the point of just saying, you know, I try my best, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't seem like it's good enough. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, what more can I do? Mm-hmm. I'm at my end here. You know, mm-hmm. what would you say?
You know, this is a real good question. I've had my oldest son, Mark. He really was kind of the model child. He did everything. He was pretty easy to raise. So was Rachel, you know. Interestingly, at some point in Rachel's life, the Lord took her through a season of wilderness, of questioning herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really believe, when I look back, Danny, I really believe it's because of my own fears of, and legalism, religiosity,
mm-hmm.
that I believe I was raised with also. So I had a lot of fears raising the children, and I tried to, you know, I would say, you can do this, you can't do that. You know, this is good, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing that wasn't healthy, you know, that really wasn't healthy. One of the things that I'm so grateful for is the Lord started to draw me in closer to Him and to really discern, to hear the voice of God, and surround me with some very godly people.
Yeah.
So as I was going through my own journey of healing. And not being, I didn't hide anything from my children. You know, I really shared with them the journey I was on. I actually went through depression for about a year and a half. And so all that time, my children were growing up, and they're seeing mom in so many different ways. And one of the things that I believe they came to see was how mom is at church isn't the way she is at home. And so those were some hardships that I had to go through. But, you know, honestly, I look back and that was all a part of the journey process. I have forgiven myself and I know I made mistakes, but God honored that. One thing I do believe is he who began the good work, even in my own children, he will bring it to completion. And that's seeing that happen in my life and in their lives. The other thing I remember once when Pastor Wayne gave a message of, you know, the first missionaries that came and they were so committed to reaching Hawaii, but they didn't pass that legacy on to their children. And so one of the earnest prayers of my heart was, God, more than anything, more than riches, more than anything, I want to see my children love you with all their heart.
Yes. Amen.
And to become everything that you called them to be.
Yeah.
And again, I believe he's honoring that. And so, yeah, I would encourage any mother to not be so hard on yourself, not be so hard on your children, more than anything, to display the love of Christ. And it was really interesting because, and wonderful, this past August, the people in the church gave me a surprise birthday party, and my children were there. And one of the things that my son said, my oldest son said, was, who you see my mom today at church is who she is at home. And so there was a redemption to that earlier statement in the past where there was a discrepancy. I feel that I've become a person where who I am at church is who I am at home, who I am at work. And that's because of the working grace in the Lord in my life.
Amen. I think, you know, what we're learning is that God is just so for you. You know, and when you get to that point when you're stuck and you don't know what to do, that is the very moment where, you know, you can turn to him and you can say, God, you have to, you know, find, you know, show me the way out. Like, how do I get through this? And I think that's what those moments are really for. I think those moments are to help you to see you need God. So it's okay to be in that position, to be in that place. I mean, when Moses was stuck up against the Red Sea, couldn't face the, you know, the Egyptians before him and no retreat, he just said, okay, God, this is it. And we could be dead like real soon unless you provide a way out. And he opens up the Red Sea. And I think that's what all of our problems are for. They're to show us God's power and God's love and his compassion through it all. So those are the moments when we go to church, and those are the moments when we call up our Christian friend or we turn to somebody and say, hey, you know, help me out. I don't know the way out of this. I got problems with my kids and at home and all that.
You know what, Mona, when you share, someone's listening and they're going, you mean I'm not abnormal?
That's right.
She can relate with me. And God is using her immensely. Maybe there's hope for me, and I can just hear both of you. There's a resounding, absolutely. Yes. His love is that big and even bigger, and there is hope. When we come back, we're going to take a few moments now, but when we come back from our break, I want to come back, and I want to ask Pastor Mike to just lead you in a time of prayer. A time when you can first come before the Lord. Maybe you want to open up your heart to the Lord first time and enter into a new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Someone else, maybe you just need a prayer of affirmation and confirmation just to boost you, support you, to know that God's hand is there with you. Pastor Mike will pray. Then we'll find out that God answers prayers year after year, even long decades. And how a 79-year-old woman can come to Christ after being a Buddhist for many, many years. Mm. Hold on now. Don't give up on your prayers. The Lord answers. Stay with us. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo of New Hope Central Oahu. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Pastor Mike, someone wants to accept Christ. Mm. Someone else needs prayer. They need to be prayed for. They say, yes. Pray for me. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Pastor, lead us.
Amen. If you want to receive the Lord into your heart after listening to this program, just simply pray this prayer. Just say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I thank you that you died for me. Thank you for taking away my sin on the cross. I believe and I receive you into my heart right now. Thank you for your forgiveness. And now fill me with your love, your spirit, and help me to follow you. And Lord, I pray for anyone who just prayed that prayer, mm-hmm. that they would just walk now in knowing that they are no longer condemned. We just pray, break off condemnation. We break off any sense that they don't belong. But instead, God, we pray that they would know that they know that they know mm-hmm. that you love them and that they now belong to you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Amen.
Pastor Mike, you have expressed your heart and the heart of Christ. And 79-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us that story,
yep.
Mona.
Well, my mom came to Christ at 79 years old. Prior to that, she would always say, you know, Mona, you said that, because everybody in my family had come to Christ. I was a Christian for the longest time, but one by one, my dad, my sister, my two brothers had come to Christ. And it was just my mom. And she says, well, it looks like I'm the only one that's not going to go to heaven. And I said, but Mom, it doesn't have to be that way. Mm. But she had resigned that that's the way her fate was. Mm-hmm. Well, long story short, she comes to Christ, and she goes to Grace Bible on Maui, mm-hmm. which is really exciting. There were things in her life, though, that I've been praying for, that a deeper sanctification in her life, a deeper walk in her life was what I desired for her. Mm-hmm. And this past Christmas, when I went home, she took down most of all the amulets in her house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That she held on to. She is no longer going to put incense on the altar. These are decisions mm-hmm. she's making mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And I, for some, that may be a no big deal, but for me, that's a huge feat to see in her life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that, because it gives people hope as they pray. Yes. Sometimes we lose heart, you know,
yes.
but the
that's
Lord
right.
just keep on yes. praying. Pastor Mike, you led in a prayer for someone who wants to accept Christ. And if that's you, you can go ahead and check out the Good Life Hawaii website. We've got partnering churches there. I know the pastors, I know the churches. If you don't already or are not already connected to a church, you can find one there. And of course, Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo at newhopecentraloahu.org. You can go ahead and check them out. Let them know that the Lord did something while they were listening. You were listening to them on the radio. And it might be just a part of a stringing of pearls as somebody
That's right.
Put a pearl on the pearl necklace, and this is another one of those. And, you know, maybe you've come to that place and you're ready to take those next steps, grow in your walk with the Lord. Remember now, it's not just a one time, it's a relationship mm-hmm. that grows with sweetness mm-hmm. through the seasons of life. Ups, downs, and you name it, the Lord is with you, walking with you. Pastor Mike, Mona, a big mahalo to you for sharing your heart and
Thank
your life
you,
with
Danny.
Us.
Thank you very, very much. Aloha.
You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear stories, gut-level stuff right from the heart from people like Pastor Mike and Mona Palumpo. I want to encourage you to invite someone to listen in. And also remember that our shows are available 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.org. They're downloadable. You can go ahead and share them with others. This is the perfect time, you know, to share Christ's love with someone near you. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Mike and Mona Palumpo. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.